times good?
Yes.
All the time.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you really believe it? How many know this is your time? This is your Bible time, brothers and sisters. This is your Bible time to shine. This is the time that God has given you to make this church shine, to make it shine on the outside and on the inside. Understand what I'm saying. This is your time. There's somebody else who's going to have a time 20 years from now, but this is our time to do something for God in this area. God has opened doors for us. We need to open them wider and bring people in. We need to shine for Jesus. Say that with me. Shine for Jesus. That's what we're called to do. We're called to do that for Him, to love Him and tell others about Him until they get to the point where they love Him the way you love Him. And their life will change, and as their lives change, the people around them change. That's how God works. He works through us to others to reach others even more. So give Him praise this morning. Hallelujah. We are so blessed to have this church, this temple, to call ours. There's people who are having church in storerooms, people who are looking for a place in our church. But look around. Look what God has given to us in Derby. Look what we have. We should be so proud of what we have. We should make this shine brighter than anything we ever had before, because this is from God. And we need to say, yes, we love you. And let us show you how much we love you by shining from God. Let's give Him praise again, church. Hallelujah.
Feels to say with love each day.
God blessed us with that music, and He's blessed me to be able to play my music, and I thank Him for that. You need to thank Him for all the gifts that you have, and if you say you don't have any gifts, you better go back and talk to God, because He's made you beautiful. He's made you to smile. He's given you a heart to love one another. If you don't think that's a gift, then you need to just get a little closer to God today. Amen. Just enjoy God today. God is so good. He is so welcoming. He is so loving. He's everything that you ever want in your life. But sometimes we fight it. We fight what God wants for us because we think we want something better. And God, you know how cool He is? Sometimes He slams anybody ever still. God will slam the door in front of you. And no matter how hard you try, you can't get through it. That's God saying, no, that ain't for you. And I'm going to protect you. That's our God. That's why I say give Him praise. I want the world to hear us praise Him. I want Johnny to say that. And the only way that it can shine is if we shine inside. And then we can do things. We can move the world. I believe it. Give Him praise. Everything is blessed, everything's so beautiful, so being poor in heaven doesn't sound so bad to me, does it? I'd rather be poor in heaven than rich on earth. Because when you're rich on earth, you lose the fact that you need God. You lose that wonderful warmth that God brings. When tragedy comes in your family, when need comes, you lose that. You lose, how am I going to help somebody if they don't know who God is? You see, but just God is so good. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, my God. I love this song. We want to thank our friends. We have some visitors here today. We want to say hi to Elaine and Al. We want to say hi to Andre. Andre behind me. Television. I don't know if you all do, but I try to see and hear something that might relate to God. And I have two things today, but one of them I have is in a show that you would never expect to hear or see about God. But it's about people who were friends who became strangers. They separated. The friends all separated. And somebody came in their midst. The enemy came in their midst during this show, and they didn't know the enemy. See, that's important. What the message was, see, we need to stay together. We need to be together as a family. You all need to be with us. Anybody who's not here today, Lisa, Fran, you need to call them up and say, you need to be here. You know, Marty and Margie, we need to pray for Marty. We tell them, you need to be here. Gary and Lisa, you say, you need to be here. Because this is our family. But the thing is, when somebody comes that you never saw before, you see, then you know that's a new person. And you say, I want to welcome that person. I want to say hi to that person. I want to make that person welcome and a part of our family. You see, we need to know one another. And we need to be so tight when somebody new comes in, we all realize that at the same time, and we greet them. We find out what their needs are. We find out where they're from. And we say, thank you for being with us and our family today. Hallelujah. How great thou art. can do if we only let him.
Bring us into church, Maestro.
Thank you, Mr. Gray.
Thank you.
I think it was. Let's give God some praise. I think that was beautiful. We are so blessed in this house. Look at this house we have. Look, please look at the house. Look at what God has given to us. How can we not want to do more for God? How can we not want this to shine? The carpets to shine, the wood to shine, because this is His house. Amen. God is watching us. This is our time. This is our time. My friend just gave me a picture of Derby. Al gave me a picture of the Hotel Clark. Anybody remember the Hotel Clark? That was another time. We didn't have that time. That wasn't our time to do what God wants us to do today. And we're going to talk about today what matters to God. What really matters to Jesus. Where we can touch God in His heart. Imagine that. Let's all say that together. Touch God in His heart. Let's stand up and pray as we do every Sunday. I'm trying not to forget. Been away a week. Everything. How soon we forget. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Our promise with God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Someday he's going to say thank you for that praise, because the Bible says no. The Bible says no little thing that you do goes unnoticed. Now listen, this is what the Word of God says, Hector. No little thing that you do goes unnoticed. So you just praised him. Some of you clapped a little bit, but he noticed that, and he's going to say thank you for that. Thank you for praising me. Thank you for acknowledging me. No little thing you do with anybody goes unnoticed. That should make you excited. Say maybe your friends all didn't see you pick up the paper in the hallway, or maybe your friends didn't see you get out of your car to help a man off the step. And maybe your friends didn't see, but God saw that. And he says, no little thing you do is going to go unnoticed. Hallelujah. Isn't that great?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. I think it is. Responsive reading, Psalm 138. Get this fired up. Pastor's crazy today. I know every week, don't I? I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you.
I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for our loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name.
Marilyn gave you a lot to read today. Go, Marilyn. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul.
All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth.
Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord.
For the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, and we do that all the time, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me.
The Lord will perfect which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever.
Do not forsake the works of your hand. Hallelujah. Psalm 138. God sees what you're doing. He sees what you're going through. He understands. But there's things that we can do to touch his heart. The things that are important to God. Hallelujah. The things that are important to God. I mentioned before, I try to see things on TV or commercials or something, and I try to say, what? How can I relate that to God? Did anybody see this week, this little girl, I think she was about 11, that somebody had carjacked a car, and they showed the car driving onto the girl's lawn. She's standing in front of her house, and the car goes across the lawn and hits her dead center. I think she was 11. Now, and they don't show the car hitting her, obviously, but she's set into the, now, but later on, they're talking to this little girl. She's okay. And you know what she said? And I love it. It's perfect what this word said. She said, God save me.
Amen.
She said, God save me. That's great. But here's the great part. What is the Bible? What does Jesus say about little children and their faith? And I said, you know what? If that was one of us older folks and we just said, God save, yeah, okay. But see, they couldn't argue with her. No righteous man, no smart scholar, no professor from college could have said to her, oh no, that's not true. She'd have looked him in the eye and said, what are you talking about? God saved me. She had childlike faith that God saved her. And that's what we all need to have today. All of us. We need to have that God save me kind of faith. Amen. And you know, another one, just, and I didn't even ask, but there was a couple here that's here today that were driving in a little car. The car got T-boned, right direct hit, and they're sitting here today because God had his hand on them. The car might be out of circulation, but they're not.
Right.
You see, but if they went around telling their children and their grandchildren, God save me, they'd say, yeah, okay, Grandpa, yeah, I'm okay. But this little girl went on TV in front of a microphone and she said, God save me. I said, yep, from the mouth of little children come the faith that moves God and moves heaven. You can't deny it. You couldn't argue with her. Some professor from the greatest college in the world couldn't argue with her because she believes in her heart that God saved her. Isn't that a great testimony? That's the testimony we should have every day. Every day that we're alive, God saved you. Every day that you wake up, God saved you. When you had something to eat, God fed you. When you had something to drink, He gave you that. Every little thing He does for us, we need to see it like that little girl said. Telling you, it'll change your life. When you realize, when you walk outside and you leave here and you look back in that building and you say, that's my church, and you start to think of all the things we could do, all the ways we can make it beautiful, all the little things we could do by telling other people about God, by telling other people about the love of Jesus, the love of this family, by calling people who aren't here, that's our job. How great and beautiful we can make this church. So when new people come in, like Alan Elaine, or my buddy over here, Andre, thank you for coming all the way from here. When they walk in, I want them to say, wow, look at this place. Look at how beautiful this place is. Because it's our house, but it's God's house who gave it to us. And I want them to see what we do in God's house. Don't you see that kind of faith moves mountains? That kind of heart that say, this is my church. I know there's other churches, and God bless them, but this is your church. This is where God chose you to be today. So this is why we need to make it everything we can do. Have that child heart saying, this is a great church. Look at what we're blessed with. Trust me, there's churches dying every day for not just for lack of people, but lack of spirit, lack of heart, lack of hope. We don't have that here. Look around and see the people here. They've been building this. We've all been building this together. We're in a great place with the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Father, let us see the greatness that we could be. Let us see that we can be greater tomorrow than we are today, that we could be stronger. Let us see, Lord, with that faith, that childlike faith, say, you know, if I do one thing and somebody else does one thing and the next person does one thing, that's three things that were done for God and our home and for each other. When we call each other up and encourage each other, we don't all have to do it, but we need to work together to call you, this person, call that person, lift this up, do, and it moves people. It really, truly moves people, and it moves families. We got enough problems in the world. We got enough anger in the world. We got enough confrontation in the world. We need to remove it in this house. We need to remove it in our homes, because with God, we can do all things. We can do all things when we learn how to forgive, when we learn how to love, when we learn how to give, when we learn how to be kind to one another, each other, especially the believers in Christ, this family, to see and shine. The shining, that's what God has called us to be. Lights beyond what the world understands. That's what we can be. We can do that each and every day. Like that little girl said, God saved me. Hallelujah. Yes, He did. But He saves us all every single day. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray and we say thank You this morning. We just thank You this morning, Lord. We're not asking for anything right now. We're just saying thank You for bringing us to this church. Thank You for this building, this temple that we can call ours. You gave this to us so we can call this ours, our chance to make it shine for You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for the gifts that You've shown us. But Lord, open doors for us. Help us to be stronger. Help us to see that there's so much more we could do with joy, because it adds to our joy. When you're doing for God, it adds to your joy. It adds to the people around you, their joy. And all that moves mountains. So Lord, thank You. Thank You for this day. As we receive this message and we read Your word together for a few minutes and enjoy this time together, Lord, let hearts be open. Let us realize that what we know today is nothing compared to what we can know tomorrow with God. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I have, hear my prayer, O Lord?
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy
our prayer, O Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Whew. I need Your help. I need Your help all the time. I need You to be, just talk with me. I remember one thing in particular that Brother Jim said to me. He said, Larry, you got to stop with the amens. And I said, thank you, Jim. Thank you for having the courage or the strength to come to me. Because I'm human. When I get hurt, I bleed. And the whole thing, I fall short. I'm only standing here because I love God and I want to do what I'm doing. But I fall short, so I need you to come to me and say, we need to, could, right, Jim? You say amen all the time. You drive me crazy. So I work on that. I work on things like that.
Forget the last word, Larry.
Amen?
Larry, you forgot the last word. You fall short daily.
Oh, excuse me. My wife just corrected me. I fall short daily. Praise God. I'm going to start from Mark 7. I'm going to read it. It might sound familiar because I think we read it a couple of weeks ago, but I wanted to start here. So I'll read to you. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to Jesus, having come from Jerusalem. Now when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way. What kind of way?
Special.
Holding the tradition of the elder. Holding the what? Tradition of the elders. Well, I want you to remember that word. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders? According to the what? Tradition of the elders. But eat bread with unwashed hands. He answered to them, well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do. He said to them, all too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your traditions. You all understand what he's telling? That's Jesus telling you. You're just giving it right back to him. Amen? Now I'm going to go to John, if you want to read along. John 13. If you want to read, I'll read it out loud, I promise. But I want to go from there to this part. They're holding on to their traditions. My sermon today is how to touch God's heart for you. How to reach God's heart. And it's not with traditions. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. John 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Isn't that a beautiful sentence? He loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, he rose from supper, laid aside his garments. Please, nobody do this. Laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered and said, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. You talk about 3 seconds of figuring out what to say. He said, Simon Peter said, Lord, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. You talk about somebody catching on. And Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. He's talking about clean in spirit now. And he's saying not all of you are clean, because he knows about Judas. And he knows what Judas is going to do. So he's telling him now, you are clean. You right now, you're good, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. And when he had washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Let me read that again, because this is important. This is where you need to know. I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. How do we touch God? How do we wash each other's feet? Understand, there are some places that they do the washing of the feet ceremony. And this it's not right, it's not wrong, but I'm just asking. Do you think that would move God if we did a tradition? If you think all of a sudden I asked everybody to take their shoes and socks off and wash your feet, you think we'd be doing it to God? Or would we be doing a tradition? And the reason why they had to wash their feet, anybody want to know? They wore sandals. Sandals. No socks and sandals. So what got dirty on them? Their feet. And this is good. What did they do? Where did Jesus, Peter, and John, and all them, how did they get from Derby to Shelton? How did they get from Shelton to Ansonia? Are we also supposed to walk to church? That would be kind of silly, right? If we all decided that we could only walk to church. You see, we're not called to do that. And there's some of people here. I saw shoes in a shoe store once with my wife. They're like $700 for one pair of shoes. They didn't have those in them days. Jesus said, we need to serve each other. That's what he was trying to tell them. We need to serve each other. We need to pray for each other. How many know that's true? We need to pray for each other. That's your communication with whom?
God.
About the person you're praying with. We need to, this is a hard one, we need to love each other. We need to, you want to move God in his heart, then you love each other. Because the washing of the feet, if it doesn't bring you closer to God, if you only do it, well, it's in the Bible, I'm going to do it. But it doesn't bring you any closer to God. What have you done? How have you moved God? It doesn't move God. When you love each other, that moves God. When you pray for each other, men like us are called to a higher calling in life. Building this temple in his name. If we do great things in this church, if we have a family in this church, don't you think that moves God? If people come to this church to hear the word of God and become a family, don't you think that touches his heart? What we do in the church, how we love each other, how we forgive each other, how we treat each other, that's what moves God. Not the fact that I wash Greg's feet or my wife's feet. That's not, it's an example of what Jesus is saying. I am your servant, but I am also here for you. And that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. We're this church, this temple, is a bright shining as an example to all of Derby. Imagine that. Anybody who comes through Derby on Elizabeth Street sees this church. This is our home. This is God's house. It's our example. All those who see the temple should also see it what? Shine. Hallelujah. Not just from the outside, but even more from the inside. And what's the inside, Deacon Sergio? You. They should see you shining at work. They should see somebody that I want to spend time with. If you understand what I mean. If you're around somebody that's kind of always have good news, always kind of uplifting, always has a smile, doesn't complain, how many would like to be with that person? How many like to share time with that person? But if you're walking around complaining about your back, complaining about this, mad about this, mad about the news on TV, people are going to turn around and walk away. Because they want something good. And we have that. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. These men wore sandals. Today we wore shoes, keeping our feet clean. And I wrote this. Remember Jesus, Peter, John, and Matthew. They walked everywhere they went. Should we? Of course not. Remember that story about the young man wanted to use the car, and his father told him that you got to get a haircut first, and he went all week long. And on Friday night, he said, can I use the car? And he said, you didn't get a haircut. And he said to his father, well, Jesus had long hair. And he said, yep. And he walked everywhere he went to. Revelation 1:5. To him who loved us, and you ready for this? And washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And I'm sorry, but it says right there, amen. Let me read that again. To him who loved us. To him who loved us is who? Jesus. And washed us from our sins in his own blood. We are washed from our sins. I don't need to wash you to cleanse you anymore. You are washed in your sins by the blood of Jesus. And listen to what he's made you. You might not want it, but listen to what he's made you. Priests. Kings. To his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. That's what God is all about. That's what Jesus is all about. That's what he's talking about serving each other. And I want to take you back to the book of Matthew. I'm going to start from 5 because how many want to move God? How many want to touch God's heart? How many, if you really want to? And in Matthew 5:18, it says this, 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's how we move God. Let me read that again. This is how we do it. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus was all about glorifying his who? His Father. Jesus was always about praising who? His Father. Telling everybody how great his Father was. He was telling them, what you do glorifies my Father. He teaches about anger. Anybody here ever get angry? We get angry with each other sometimes. I saw it over and over again. Who cares how we feel about the world? It's how we feel about each other that matters. He's telling us not to be angry. You want to move God's heart? Remove the anger. Let's keep going. You want to touch God? Teaches us about lust, the desires of things that you don't have, that you want to have, and you're ready to take from somebody else or take things that aren't yours. You want that. The desire is more for that than what God wants for you. It's more profitable. Hallelujah. And that's what you crave, and that lust. Hallelujah. Now he says, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. You know he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean in the literal sense, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. But he's saying to you, you got to watch your entire self. You got to watch. And he teaches us about making vows. Anybody ever make a vow, make a promise? I love this one. Hallelujah. But he says, but I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by, you don't have it to swear by, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. Nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. I know about that. See, this is what God says we should be. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. He teaches about making vows. And then he teaches that you want to move, touch God. You want to touch God's heart. Washing your feet is a beautiful thing, but it's not. He talks about revenge. Anybody here on people want revenge? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth? He teaches us about revenge. He said, just doesn't work. Hallelujah. He teaches us to go over and above when people want revenge. He teaches about, are you ready for this? Loving our enemies. He said, you heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, who says it? Jesus says to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sent rain on the just and on the unjust. Love your enemies. Love, you want to move God, you want to get to a place, love your enemies. He teaches about giving to the needy, giving to the poor. And then he teaches about prayer. I love this about prayer. I know you've heard it before, but listen to it again. Jesus is saying, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. He said, assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. That's saying the people have saw him pray, and everybody thinks they're holy people and they're special people. And Jesus is saying, well, that's their reward, people. But you, when you pray, go into your room. Go where? Into your room. And when you have shut the door, when you have what? What? Shut the door. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place right here. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Hallelujah. How many know that prayer is between you and God? It is. You tell your wife, you don't have to tell your husband, you don't have to tell your best friend what you're praying, because it's between you and God. In fact, I believe God likes it when you just have that communication with Him. Because if something happens, you'll know because you prayed for that to happen. It's between you and Him. Nobody else can tell you, don't pray for that, don't do that, that's not going to work, because you're talking to God. He's telling us. You want to move Him? You want to touch God, His heart? You want to move God and touch Him? Then pray like He's telling us to pray. You pray for each other. Pray for each other. That's what moves God. This Matthew is just a great hallelujah. And he teaches us about fasting. I can get into that next week. We're going to get into that. And about worry. Anybody here worry about anything? He said that, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Therefore, do not worry, for all things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And here's the last one I'll move for today. And we've said this 1,000 times, but you want to move God. You don't want the traditions. You just want to do things because you think we should, but you want to do things to touch God's heart. Matthew 7, judge not that you not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it'll be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Hallelujah. That's how we move God. That's how we move the world. That's how this temple that we have becomes His house. That's how... Thank you, Lord. That's what moves God. That's what moves you closer to God. You know that song we sing, Just a Closer Walk with Thee? You read Matthew 5, you go into 6 and 7. You understand how you have that closer walk. And you understand the difference. You look at each one and you look at yourself. As you read it, don't think of your neighbor. Don't think of somebody that upset you. But you think of yourself. What can I do different today? I can remove that. I can do that. I can fix this because it's my mistake and God will help me fix it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I love you guys are awful quiet. I love that. Doesn't that sound beautiful? The peace of the church. You're all together. It's so peaceful here. I thank God for all of you. I pray for you always. I pray for this church always. I pray for the people who aren't here always. I pray for those who want to come here and can't. I pray for those who come and back and leave and come. I pray for them to come back. I pray that everything we preach in this church moves people. I pray every Sunday that whatever I preach on touches each of us individually. If anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. The who? And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. Let me read that again. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, this is so beautiful. If he has committed sins, he will be, are you ready? Forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain in the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. I'll close with this. Brethren, if any among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. We need to pray for one another. That touches God's heart. We need to love one another. We need to do all we can to make this temple shine to God. We need to like to shine out there. This is our time to do greater things than we thought possible in this house that we are blessed with. Give him praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. This is what Jesus asked us to do in remembrance of him. In the Bible, it's called the Last Supper. Understand the disciples didn't know exactly what Jesus was telling them, explaining to them. But they did what he asked them to do. And he asked us as believers now understanding to do this in remembrance of him until he comes. So now this is a memorial, but it will soon be a celebration in Jesus' name. So just sharing with us today what God has told us to do as he sat with his disciples, took the bread and broke the bread, saying, "This is my body being torn for you. I'm going to stand in the gap and I'm going to take this all on for me. This is a resemblance of my body." He said, "Eat and do this in remembrance of me." Hallelujah. Just say thank you this morning to the Lord. Simple way of just simply saying thank you, Lord. Between you and God, doesn't matter where we do it or how we do it, you can do this in your house every day. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you did for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for today. So much to be thankful for. Thank you, Lord. Look at this temple God gave to us. Thank you, Lord. Joy this morning. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jim. As he blessed the bread and broke it, passed it to his disciples, said, "This is my body." He was telling them what he was going to do, and he said, "Eat and do this in remembrance of me in Jesus' name." Imagine what they were thinking, what they were feeling, his body. And then he poured the wine into a cup. He poured wine into a cup and said, "This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins. Drink and do this in remembrance of me." So Lord, I ask you this morning to remove all our iniquities of the week. All those things, Lord, in our spirit, all those things in our thoughts, all those things, Lord, that kept us from being even closer to you. Remove them, Lord, that we may receive the sacrament of your blood. In Jesus' name. Oh. Surprise. I've been away. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank God for Sister Flo being back home today with us. Looking really nice, really good. Thank you, Lord, for that blessing. For bringing Sister Flo back to our house. Thank you, Lord. We rejoice in that victory. Thank you, Lord. juice is just going to be fruit juice. It's not going to turn into blood. It's not going to scare you. It's not going to hurt you. You're just accepting what the Lord did for you on that cross. As we do this in remembrance of what Jesus did, it's between you and God. Whatever is in your heart, let it be full. Let it be pure. However you need it to be, but let it heal you. Let it move you. Hallelujah. If it's truly from God, let it heal you. Feel that love. Let it shine in this church. Let it shine, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. This temple is magnificent. We are so blessed. Thank you, Lord. He shed his blood. We are washed in the blood of Jesus. He did it once for all. We do this in remembrance of Jesus. Be healed, church. Let the body be healed. Give him praise, church.